On Saturday, April 11th, author and researcher Dr. David Ray Griffin gave his arguments for taking a second look at the 9/11 attacks in New York City and on the Pentagon. He debunks the official story of the events that day and presents evidence to support his position. That evidence is printed in painstaking detail in his new book called The New Pearl Harbor Revisited, 9/11, The Cover-Up, and the Exposé. Here is Dr. David Ray Griffin.
I turn now to my topic, why official conspiracy theorists should take a second look at 9/11. I use the term official conspiracy theorists advisedly. Quite often, people who believe the official theory about 9/11 speak contemptuously of members of the 9/11 truth movement as conspiracy theorists. But this is irrational. A conspiracy occurs whenever two or more people plan in secret to do something illegal. To hold a conspiracy theory about some event is simply to believe that it came about because of some conspiracy. According to the Bush-Cheney interpretation of 9/11, which became the official account, the attacks resulted from a conspiracy between Osama bin Laden and 19 young members of Al-Qaeda. The official account is therefore a conspiracy theory, and in fact was the original conspiracy theory about 9/11. What this means is that everyone holds a conspiracy theory about 9/11. The debate about 9/11 is therefore not a debate between conspiracy theorists and people who reject conspiracy theories. It is simply between a debate between those who accept the official Bush-Cheney interpretation of 9/11, their conspiracy theory, and those who accept the alternative theory, according to which 9/11 resulted from a conspiracy within the Bush-Cheney administration. Those who believe the official conspiracy theory, therefore, cannot rationally reject the alternative theory on the grounds that it is a conspiracy theory. To be rational, they must ask which conspiracy theory is better supported by the relevant facts.
Dr. David Ray Griffin speaking Saturday night at Boston University's Moss Auditorium. He gave his reasons for his skepticisms about the 9/11 Commission, including new evidence from the FBI and other intelligence sources. After spending nearly an hour discussing these various facts, which included alleged cell phone calls made from the doomed planes, he turned to the case of World Trade Center Building No. 7.
This illustrates my point that most people who continue to believe the Bush-Cheney conspiracy theory about 9/11 are simply unaware of dozens and dozens of facts that contradict this theory. For my final illustration of this point, I will discuss the collapse of Building 7 of the World Trade Center. The truth movement has long considered the collapse of this building to be the Achilles heel of the official theory, its most vulnerable spot. And for good reason. This building came down 5:21 that afternoon. It was not hit by a plane, and therefore no jet fuel was sprayed throughout it to start big fires. Therefore, this 47-story building had fires that lasted only on 6 floors. And yet, it came down in virtual freefall, straight down from a dead stop, just suddenly started moving at freefall acceleration. Defenders of the official story clearly did not want Americans to think about Building 7. After 9/11 itself, as far as I know, this collapse was never shown on mainstream television, while we saw the Twin Towers ad nauseum, time after time after time, but no showing of Building 7. Likewise, the 9/11 Commission could not afford one sentence in its 571-page report to even mention that this 47-story building had collapsed. And this was a historic event, being the first time in the known universe in which a steel frame building had collapsed because of fire alone. Surely that would have been worth a sentence. If our news organizations or our Congress were doing 1/10 of their job, this would have been exposed long, long, long ago. Oh, thank you.
The case for taking another look at 9/11 was presented by Dr. David Ray Griffin. During the question period, and he was asked many, one person asked about how could Building 7 be brought down by demolition.
Various ways, but it's not up to us who don't have subpoena power, don't have access to secret records, and so on, to come up with the details of what happened. Our job is to show the official story is false beyond a reasonable doubt. I would say... Yeah. We have done that in spades. And you find out the truth by authorizing an investigation where you subpoena people, you threaten them with prison if they don't talk, you give them immunity if they will finger the higher-ups. And we could figure this out, this one, within a week.
Well, I'm not sure if an investigation could uncover the truth within a week. My guess is that Dr. Griffin was speaking hyperbole. For more information about the conspiracy theories other than the official one, visit 911truth.org. It should be noted that an organization in New York City called Coalition for Accountability Now is gathering signatures to have the people of New York vote on a ballot initiative calling for an independent subpoena-powered investigation. For the Boston Community Radio Project, I am Chuck Rosina.